to this new creature. Why? To let you see that exceptional one, the Satan who doesn't. This is what it is. Where is that Satan? Where is it? My brain. The logic is the Satan. Because Satan is full of knowledge, isn't it? He doesn't miss anything in knowledge. The only thing he misses is bowing. He wants to be always the first, like all the animals, isn't it? That's animalistic tendencies. Yes?
The call was coming, bow down to Adam, for ye are Adam, and for a moment see yourselves to be him. He removed strabism from their eyes, so that the earth became identical with the azure heavens. He said, there is no God. And he said,
No, hold on a second. Did you pay attention to this? The divine call was coming. To what? Bow down for Adam, for you, because you see yourself for a moment. When you bow, you see yourself becoming, feeling that humbleness. That's what I mean, yes?
He said, there is no God. And he said, except God. Not any God became except God. And unity blossomed forth.
Did you get it? This is playing with the words. It's not perfect, it's Arabic. It's a combination in La ilaha illallah. La ilaha means there is no God but the God. Right? It's not finished yet, but if you finish it there, what will happen? I remember in childhood they will teach us that before saying La ilaha illallah, you should get a deep breath. Not to lose it, to say La ilaha illallah doesn't work that way. Here he plays with these two. That he said La ilaha and he said illallah, but not unified together somehow. Yes?
The time has come for that righteous beloved and dear friend to pull my ear towards the fountain, saying, wash thy mouth clean of these things. Do not tell that which we have concealed from the people.
Do you remember last time? Last time he was talking about this several times. He stopped and said, you know what, this is too hot. We shouldn't talk about it. Let's make it short and all of that. Now here is really serious about it. That, you know what? In this moment, that fellow that we are talking about, that Khalil, that Savior, is telling me, don't say all of this. There are the things that we have hidden. It shouldn't be open yet. Yes?
And if thou tell, it will not become manifest. Thou wilt be guilty of attempting to reveal it.
If you say it, you are having a problem. You are filthy. You did something wrong. But it doesn't change a thing. If you say it, what will happen? Nothing. There should be a group of people listening to you. Being in a class like this, then your saying has meaning. Yes?
But Mark, I am compassing them about. I am at once the speaker and the hearer of this.
And now, that Savior is telling me to shut up because this is dangerous. Here I am. This is my sword. Cut my head. But I want to talk about it. Now he's getting emotional in a very particular way. Yes?
Tell us the form of the dervish and the picture of the treasure. These folk are addicted to trouble. Tell the trouble. The fountain of mercy has become unlawful to them. They are drinking cup after cup of deadly poison. Having filled their skirts with clods, they are taking them along in order to make a dam for these fountains. How should this fountain, which is replenished by the sea, be stopped up by this good or bad folk's handful of earth?
Aha! This is the trick. It says, all of these that we are trying this, we are trying that, at the end of the day is what? Is that we dig a little bit of dirt and we want to stop the river that is going to the ocean? Yes? In a way, yes. What is the treasure that you're wishing for? To have a hell of a possibilities in your hand, belongs to you. To do what? Huh? These are the stuff which are worthy? Why? They are worthy to be used to help everyone. That's how it, the stuff is good and has a price, right? But you want to have it all for yourself. How? Because when we talk about belonging, oh, it's a long story. Yes?
But it says, with you I am closed, without you I continue unto everlasting. The folk are perverted in their appetites, eating earth, and have left the water.
The stupid people are this. They have this filth in their hand and they forget about the water. Is it correct that the people are trying to use the knowledge for some benefits? They forget about the value of the knowledge itself. Because that's what we are talking about. That's what, it's not in me, it's in we, and we have to pay attention to. Yes?
The people have a nature opposite to that of the prophets. The people deem the dragon an object of reliance. Inasmuch as you have known the eye bandage whereby God seals, do you know at all to what you have shut your eyes? To what instead have you opened these eyes? Know that in every respect it is a bad exchange for you. But the sun of favor has shone and has graciously succored them that despair.
See, it goes to explain the nature. If you want to see the nature as it is, what is the nature? It depends on you. If you are a fearful person, nature is a killing machine and I have to run away all the way. If you are a positive fellow, even you have a lot of shortcomings, but you see that the nature, if nature is the giver, whatever we have comes from nature. Which one is nature? You see? Both extremes for us could be there, but deep down, whatever we have, we are given. In a funny way, even the intelligence that we have, we are given. It depends who have sex with whom. In a short future, they know what to do with it, and they make much, much better human beings. So, do not blame the nature and nag about it. This is to blame, because this is in your power. This is what you could really change. Yes?
He, in his mercy, has played a very marvelous game of backgammon. He has made the essence of ingratitude to be a turning in repentance. Even from this ill-fatedness of the people, that bounteous one has caused 200 fountains of love to burst.
Even from poverty, from the problem that the people have, something new and fantastic will come out. This is what it is. This giving stuff is improving in all dimensions. Yes?
He gives the rosebud a source in the thorn. He gives to the snake stone from the snake an ornamental quality. He brings forth day from the blackness of night and makes ease to grow from the hand of him who suffers hardship. He makes sand into flour for Khalil. The mountain becomes an accompanist to David. The solitary mountain amidst that cloud of darkness opens the music of the harp and treble and bass. Arise, O David, thou shunner of the people. Thou hast abandoned that. Receive compensation from me.
What was that? All of that was somehow an explanation to say, listen, when you are looking at the universe, do not think that it is. You should realize that it's becoming. It's changing. Everything is changing. And the total outcome? Too complicated. You have to have plans. What is the best plan? Start from the beginning. Try to change yourself, because that is the real thing. Yes?
How the seeker of the treasure, after having searched much and having been reduced to helplessness and despair, turned to God Most High, saying, O thou to whom manifestation belongs, do thou make this hidden thing evident.
Now this is the outcome of this story. Now the guy will realize that, what am I doing? I was asking him something. Why don't I do it now? So he will turn around and will say, I ruined everything. Help. Yes.
The dervish said, O knower of the secret, I have run about in vain for the sake of this treasure. The devil of greed and cupidity and hurry sought neither deliberation nor calmness.
Are you listening? What did he say? This is something that is happening to us every moment of our life. The greed is here, and wishing for a lot is here, and we suffer from this. Yes?
I have not gained a morsel from any pot. I have blackened my hand and burnt my mouth. Verily, I did not say, since I have no certainty in this, I will untie this knot by him who ties knots.
This is the trick. This was my mistake. I didn't think that, it's not working. Let's ask him. Him is just for the beginning to give me something. That's it. This is the greed. This is the stupidity of the animal. To forget about him. Yes?
Seek the exposition of God's word from God.